Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, that's every other week with Mr. Lou Gall. He takes us to the movies. Hey, Lou, welcome back. I think some good stuff happening this week.
Oh, yes. First of all, thanks for having me back on your show, Dom. It's always good to hear your voice.
Well, Lou, hit us, would you, too, with our question of the day. It's getting quite a bit of response. Who's Lou Gall's all-time favorite food mascot?
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. That honey? He knew how to live. Winnie knew how to live. He was always took his time and enjoyed his food.
I don't remember Winnie the Pooh.
That's
and
a what do you mean? You know, the entire show was a pitch for honey. It was a subliminal message to get kids to buy honey.
Here we go. Nick at Night again. All right.
I think that's a great out of the box, great one, Lou.
I'll put put Winnie the Pooh down in the running. It's getting some popular support here. Here I was still sticking with Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut's great.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you would say something movie related to get people and go buy. You tell us all the time, Lou. That's what really keeps movie theaters open.
But the concessions?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, people always ask me, why does Hollywood make so many horror movies? And the reason is, of course, exhibitors know that popcorn sells during horror movies for teenagers. And so they'd rather book that than an art film. So people going to art films don't really, you know, chow down that much.
The worst thing I've ever seen, Lou, I told you this, as far as concessions in a theater, The Passion of the Christ, we saw it the first day when it was really hot.
Absolutely.
And this guy walks in with this giant tub of popcorn.
And I'm thinking, the right word.
You got to be kidding me. How are you going to eat popcorn? And at the end, it was only barely touched. It just sat there in the middle of the aisle. The guy was in shock when you see that.
You're absolutely right. I remember you pointed that out before to me. That's a little scary somebody would bring popcorn to that, but what are you going to do?
Absolutely. Well, Lou, I'm looking forward probably on Sunday to seeing the Roy Cohn documentary. I would see it anyhow. I love documentaries. This guy, I've read a tremendous amount, but particularly his influence on President Trump. How are people seeing the documentary?
I think it's getting positive reviews. I haven't seen it. I think there's so many documentaries on Netflix and all that. But I don't know what's going to happen to the documentaries as far as going to theaters when people are going to have them so easily at home in a little while.
Yeah, this will show up on Netflix in the near future, but there's a big rollout by Turner Classic or Sony Classic Films,
really?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I guess the big feature this weekend is Rambo. Is this the last we'll see of Rambo?
I haven't seen the film, so I don't know the ending. I don't know how he does at the end, but I can't believe it would be the last one because I think Stallone enjoys making them. And actually, they're for action fans, and I speak solely for action fans, because a lot of people get set by the amount of violence in the Rambo, and particularly in the last Rambo film. But I find them as an exploitation film, it's probably the best thing around. They're just amazing with the action and all the computerized effects. So this new one, Last Blood, apparently he has, if you remember the last episode, the last scene was him walking down a road to his home. And in this one, he helps the people who live in his home with some people who want to do some kidnapping and stuff. But it doesn't really matter what the plot is, because we know that sooner or later, Rambo's going to get into action, and it'll be great.
It's got to be, Lou, is this like the sixth or the fifth, some high number?
It's the fifth.
The
first
fifth,
Blood,
okay.
1982, right. Rambo First Blood 2 followed that, Rambo 3 in 1985, Rambo 2008, and then Rambo for Last Blood, which opens today.
But you're right. Stallone's not going to give up on these projects. You know, I don't think he's going to give up on Rocky. I know he says he has.
But you say that because it's on a talk show this morning, and he didn't dismiss that point. In fact, he said he had a good idea for another installment
of Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh my God! We can't get enough. That's true.
He also I never knew. He was talking about running up the steps of the art museum. Because it was a non-union shoot, they could only do that twice, and then they had to get out of town. I thought that must have taken a number of takes, and two takes, two and done.
And it's Philadelphia, the Union rules. They influence everything.
And rightfully so. But he knew he had to get that shot in.
Lou, what film is doing very well right now? What's very hot?
Very hot? Well, the Tarantino film isn't really, really hot right now, but it topped $100 million, which people are really surprised that it did that well. The big one is Chapter 2 of It, based on the Stephen King book. That's up to $153 million just in the U.S. and Canada, probably double or triple that for around the world. And as we were talking about at the beginning of our conversation, you know, young people like horror films. And this is an R-rated horror film, Ed. And yet people go, families go. And because they know there aren't going to be sexual elements, there's just going to be scares and maybe a little blood. But people have really reacted to it, and I'm sure there'll be another one of those.
Are you a fan of
remakes, Tom, or are you against it?
It depends. Look, I'm very afraid, Lou, and we got to get a big review out of you on that one. Breaking Bad, which is among my top four TV shows of all time.
That's a great series. Absolutely.
Yeah, El Camino, I'm kind of afraid, is a remake of this or a, you know, something. Well, the main character's dead, but the secondary character is the center of it.
It's almost going to be like a sequel.
Yes, a sequel. I'm kind of wary of that.
And you mentioned, Tom, what's hot. The big thing, the big surprise last week was Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez. It opened with more than $40 million, and people didn't expect it to do that. So there's a whole audience for that kind of film.
They're called Desperate Guys. That's a desperate guy. But Lou, you know, look, I haven't seen the film, so I'm not critical of Ms. Lopez's assets, certainly. But the idea that this is going to be Academy Award, that's the hot thing coming up. What do you think is driving that with critics? It's a sort of an exploitation film.
Well, she really poured her soul into that film, and she went around selling it everywhere, worked hard to do it. It's so hard to get a movie made. So I think that just became part of the conversation. And her time has sort of come. She has been doing good work for a while, Jennifer Lopez. So I haven't seen it yet. I'll try to see it before we talk again.
Okay.
Okay,
my tip of the week, Lou, I know you're a fan, as I am, of Clint Eastwood. The Mule is now on HBO. I think it's been on just about a week or 10 days since we last talked. I really like that film. I really like what he does in it.
Didn't you find the ending really strange?
Yeah, you mean in a good way.
It wasn't your typical action ending, that's for sure.
No, I don't want to say what happened and spoil for people, but I thought it was good. And Bradley Cooper was very good in the end. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's buddies with Clint Eastwood, and I'm sure he did that as a favor because he gets bigger roles now.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I know our time's running down. Ad Astra opens this weekend, too, Dom. The Brad Pitt film where Tommy Lee Jones plays his father and an astronaut who got lost in space, and his son, played by Brad Pitt, has to go into space to save him, to find him and save him. So that's kind of an art film and an action film and a suspense film all in one. Ad Astra.
Good stuff. Where do we find Mr. Lou Gall until 2 weeks?
For many years, my stories appeared in the Burlington County Times, the Bucks County Courier Times, and the Intelligencer of Doylestown. Hey, Dom, thank you so much. And until 2 weeks, I will see you at the movies. You take care.
All right, Lou. Thank you. Thanks very much. Yeah, if you haven't seen The Mule, I'd recommend it. I love Clint Eastwood in it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.